it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with the 2025 Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Shannon from Easton.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, good morning.
Also, there is a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old in the car. What are their names?
Maya and Eliana.
All right. Good morning, Maya. Good morning, Eliana. Do you want to kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Hi.
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
So you understand how this works, Shannon? There are 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. And she is now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
We are as ready as we will ever be.
Special guests at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony include Olivia Rodrigo, Doja Cat, Elton John, and Teddy Swims. What's the name of Teddy Swims' biggest song that we may never stop playing here on Mix 104.1?
I feel like I should know this.
I'll never forget it.
Plays every 7 minutes.
I don't know.
Question number 2. Taylor Swift probably not interested in doing the Super Bowl halftime show until Travis Kelce retires, because until then she says she's too locked in on what he's doing on the field. Who is the most recent halftime show performer to do the entire show alone without any special guests?
No special guests, let's say. Justin Timberlake.
Question number 3. Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet initially hated the scene in Titanic where Leo teaches Kate how to spit. They both wanted it cut, but the director stuck by his guns to keep it in. Who directed Titanic?
Oh, that's a good question. Is it James Cameron? Is it something like that?
Question number 4. 324 years ago today in 1701, Yale University was chartered. Which New England state is home to Yale?
Connecticut.
Jeff Bridges called out ICE, but in character as the dude from The Big Lebowski. In The Big Lebowski, what is the dude's favorite hobby to do with his friends Walter and Donnie?
Oh, his favorite hobby to do? It's probably not easy, like golf or something. So let's go with golf.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What are the kids dressing up as for Halloween? Do you know yet?
Oh, yeah. We ordered them. They're going to be Nova and Addison from the Zombies movies.
Addy, Nova.
I love the Zombies movies.
I don't know what they are, but I'm going to have to check them out.
Disney. You're welcome. Musicals. Vampires. Werewolves. Kids in high school. Zombies.
Oh, that's. I feel like I watched it.
It's amazing.
With really good music.
Really good music.
With really good catchy songs.
Cheerleading, sports, all the things you need in a good movie.
So it's like High School Musical, the musical, but with zombies?
And werewolves. And vampires.
Yes.
Honestly, that would have made High School Musical better.
And werewolves and vampires.
Yep. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Shannon got 2 out of 5 correct, Kennedy.
All right, well done.
These are pretty tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
Special guests at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony will include Olivia Rodrigo, Doja Cat, Elton John, and Teddy Swims. What is the name of the Teddy Swims song that we play every 6 minutes, Kennedy?
Lose Control? Oh.
Lose Control.
That's what it is.
Lose Control, yes, that is correct. 1-0. Question number 2. Taylor Swift probably won't be interested in doing the Super Bowl halftime show until Travis Kelce retires. She says she's too locked in on what he's doing on the field. Who is the most recent halftime show performer to do the entire show alone without any special guests?
Oh, God, how quickly I forget things. The Weeknd?
Rihanna.
Huh. Oh, I almost said her, too.
The Weeknd did do it alone, too, but just before Rihanna.
Got it.
1-0. Question number 3. Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet initially hated that scene in Titanic where Leo teaches Kate how to spit. They wanted it cut from the movie, but the director stuck to his guns. Who is the director?
James Cameron?
2-1.
That's one of the ones I got right.
There you go.
324 years ago today in 1701, Yale University was chartered. Which New England state is home to Yale?
Connecticut.
New Haven, Connecticut. 3-2. Question number 5. Jeff Bridges called out Ice, but in character as the dude from The Big Lebowski. In The Big Lebowski, what is the dude's favorite hobby to do with his friends Walter and Donnie?
Bowling.
Yes, bowling, not golf.
Don't bowl on Shabbat.
4-2 is final score. Kennedy gets the win. Shannon, you don't get the money, but you're not walking away empty-handed. We do have a pair of concert tickets for you. Lainey Wilson at the Xfinity Center, October 11th. You can buy tickets at LiveNation.com, but you're going for free.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you have a great time at that show.
I put the light from my window.
Thank you so much.
Bye, Maya. Bye, Elena.
Bye.
Shannon. We're Shannon and Maya and Eliana, from Easton, and we cannot see Kennedy.
Have fun dressing up as Nova from Zombies.
Yes.
Thank you.
She's got other stuff going
she
on.
She does. God bless her.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kebby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Kate from Nashua.
Hello, Kate.
Hi.
Kate is
morning.
Kate is a nurse. She's on her way to work this morning.
Thank you for what you do.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
We kick Kennedy out. Kate, please.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
I wonder if ChatGPT would be that nice asking her to leave.
Probably more eloquent than you.
Yeah, probably. Super kind. All right, Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. She won't hear my questions or your answers. You have to answer more correctly than Kennedy win. Kennedy to win. $1,000 on the line, Kate. $1,000. Are you ready?
Ooh, I'm ready.
Ariana Grande shared a behind-the-scenes rehearsal video with Cynthia Erivo from Wicked on her Instagram. The second movie comes out in November. Who plays the Wizard of Oz in the Wicked movies?
Who plays the Wizard of Oz? That is Jeff Goldblum.
Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl has dethroned this artist and her album 25 for the biggest opening week for an album in history. Who is she?
That is Adele.
The first photos of John Lithgow as Professor Dumbledore on the set of the Harry Potter TV series just dropped. A lot of younger people may best know him for his role in Shrek, where he voiced the tyrannical ruler of Duloc. Who did he play?
Lord Farquaad.
Yeah.
Beatles icon John Legend, born today in 1940. In March of 2020, at the start of the pandemic, Gal Gadot rallied a bunch of celebrities together to sing a John Lennon song in their homes and was widely panned all across the country for being cringy and out of touch. Which song did they sing?
Oh, my God. Why is We Are the World, We Are the Children coming to my head? But
it was a very weird thing to do. All right, question number 5. The Boston Bruins won their season opener last night, beating the Washington Capitals 3-1 in Washington. What is the Bruins' mascot called?
Oh my God, the Boston Bruins.
Yeah, they have that mascot. There.
I'm going to just call him Bruin.
Bruin? All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What's going on in Nashua? How's life?
Imagine
Oh, stop talking. Kennedy's coming back. Okay. Yeah, you're good. You're good.
She just had one of those light bulb moments, two questions too late.
Yep. Yep.
I relate with that.
Happens to me.
Kennedy, Kate got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done.
These are difficult. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ariana Grande shared behind-the-scenes rehearsal video with Cynthia Erivo from Wicked on her Instagram. The second movie comes out in November. November, who plays the Wizard of Oz in the Wicked movies?
Jeff Goldblum.
1-1. Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl has dethroned this artist and her album 25 for the biggest opening week. Who is she?
Adele.
Tied at 2. The first photos of John Lithgow as Professor Dumbledore on the set of the Harry Potter TV series just dropped. A lot of younger people may know him from his role in Shrek, where he voiced the tyrannical ruler of Duloc. Who did he play?
I don't know.
Oh.
I know it sounds like a swear, though.
Yes. Lord Farquaad.
Ah.
Because they're 12-year-olds, just like we are, Dan.
A lot of rap bars about Lord Farquaad.
Yeah?
Yeah. They be coming up short, Lord Farquaad.
3-2 for Kate. Question number 4. Beatles icon John Lennon was born today in 1940. In March of 2020, at the start of the pandemic, Gal Gadot rallied a bunch of celebrities together to sing a John Lennon song in their homes and was widely panned all across the country for being cringy and out of touch. Which song did they sing?
Imagine.
Tied at 3, question number 5. The Boston Bruins won their season opener last night, beating the Washington Capitals 3-1. What is the Bruins mascot called?
Blades.
Blades, yes.
Sports!
Sports!
I play hockey, I should know that.
Well, don't tell anyone in the locker room and you'll be fine. I know a lot about Shrek and a lot about the Bruins.
Exactly. Shrek's not my wheelhouse.
I love it. You play like beer league hockey, Kate? I love that.
Not really. I watch the games. I used to play hockey in high school.
Oh, nice. Nice. All right, cool. What position did you play?
I was a defenseman.
Oh.
Defensewoman.
Yeah? You scrap a lot?
Oh, yeah. I played with the boys, so not really, actually.
You played high school hockey on the boys' team?
I did. I was the only girl.
You
look
go.
At you.
Where was this? What high school?
I met my boyfriend.
What high school did you go to?
Yay. Oh, sorry. I went to Nashua High South.
That is super cool. Were you guys on the same line, or was he like second, third line, you were first line?
Oh, no, he was way better than me.
I doubt that. What a cool story.
That's really cool.
What a cool story. All right, well, you don't get the money, but we do appreciate you listening and calling in to play this morning, Kate. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Kate, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kevin Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Kate from Nashua.
Hello, Kate.
Hi.
Kate is
morning.
Kate is a nurse. She's on her way to work this morning.
Thank you for what you do.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
We kick Kennedy out. Kate, please.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
I wonder if ChatGPT would be that nice asking her to leave.
Probably more eloquent than you.
Yeah, probably. Super kind. All right, Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. She won't hear my questions or your answers. You have to answer more correctly than Kennedy to win. $1,000 on the line, Kate. $1,000. Are you ready?
Ooh, I'm ready.
Ariana Grande shared a behind-the-scenes rehearsal video with Cynthia Erivo from Wicked on her Instagram. The second movie comes out in November. Who plays the Wizard of Oz in the Wicked movies?
Who plays the Wizard of Oz? That is Jeff Goldblum.
Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl has dethroned this artist and her album 25 for the biggest opening week for an album in history. Who is she?
That is Adele.
The first photos of John Lithgow as Professor Dumbledore on the set of the Harry Potter TV series just dropped. A lot of younger people may best know him for his role in Shrek, where he voiced the tyrannical ruler of Duloc. Who did he play?
Lord Farquaad.
Yeah.
Beatles icon John Legend, born today in 1940. In March of 2020, at the start of the pandemic, Gal Gadot rallied a bunch of celebrities together to sing a John Lennon song in their homes and was widely panned all across the country for being cringy and out of touch. Which song did they sing?
Oh, my God. Why is We Are the World, We Are the Children coming to my head? But
it was a very weird thing to do. All right, question number five. The Boston Bruins won their season opener last night, beating the Washington Capitals 3-1 in Washington. What is the Bruins mascot called?
Oh, my God. The Boston Bruins.
Yeah. They have that mascot up there.
I'm going to just call him Bruin.
Bruin? All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What's going on in Nashville? How's life?
Imagine.
Oh, stop talking. Kennedy's coming back. Okay. Yeah, you're good.
She just had one of those light bulb moments, two questions too late.
Yep.
I relate with that.
Happens to me.
Kennedy, Kate got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done.
These are difficult. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ariana Grande shared a behind-the-scenes rehearsal video with Cynthia Erivo from Wicked on her Instagram. The second movie comes out in November. Who plays the Wizard of Oz in the Wicked movies?
Jeff Goldblum.
1-1. Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl has dethroned this artist and her album 25 for the biggest opening week. Who is she?
Adele.
Tied at 2. The first photos of John Lithgow as Professor Dumbledore on the set of the Harry Potter TV series just dropped. A lot of younger people may know him from his role in Shrek, where he voiced the tyrannical ruler of Duloc. Who did he play?
I don't know.
Oh.
I know it sounds like a swear, though.
Yes. Lord Farquaad.
Ah.
Because they're 12-year-olds just like we are, Dan.
A lot of rap bars about Lord Farquaad.
Yeah?
Yeah. They'd be coming up short, Lord Farquaad.
3-2 for Kate. Question number 4. Beatles icon John Lennon was born today in 1940. In March of 2020, at the start of the pandemic, Gal Gadot rallied a bunch of celebrities together to sing a John Lennon song in their homes and was widely panned all across the country for being cringy and out of touch. Which song did they sing?
Imagine.
Tied at 3. Question number 5. The Boston Bruins won their season opener last night, beating the Washington Capitals 3-1. What is the Bruins mascot called?
Blades.
Blades, yes.
Sports!
Sports!
I play hockey. I should know that.
Well, don't tell anyone in the locker room and you'll be fine. I know a lot about Shrek. I know a lot about the Bruins.
I love it. You play like beer league hockey, Kate? I love that.
Not really. I watch the games. I used to play hockey in high school.
Oh, nice. All right, cool. What position did you play?
I was a defenseman.
Oh.
Defensewoman.
Yeah? You scrap a lot?
Oh, yeah. I played with the boys, so not really, actually.
You played high school hockey on the boys' team?
I did. I was the only girl.
You
Look
go.
At you.
Where was this? What high school?
I met my boyfriend.
What high school did you go to?
Yay. Oh, sorry. I went to Nashua High Saddles.
That is super cool. Were you guys on the same line, or was he like second, third line, you were first line?
Oh, no, he was way better than me.
I doubt that. What a cool story.
That's really cool.
What a cool story. All right, well, you don't get the money, but we do appreciate you listening and calling in to play this morning, Kate. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Kate, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Let's get to Campy Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a 2025 Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hi to Kat from Boston.
Hi, Kat.
Hi, Kat. Hi, Kennedy. I made you laugh, see? I made you laugh. Right?
I needed that so much. Thank you so much for that. Well, let's just call me Kat from now on. Campy right. Kat, let's get it.
All right, Kat, will you kick Kat out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, I almost said Kat. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure, good luck.
All right, here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you will win yourself right now $1,000. She's left the studio. She's over in that soundproof booth. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question number one.
And nervous.
Yeah, nervous. That's okay. It's just us. This former One Directioner admits he was furious when Zayn Malik left the band, saying he should have talked to him. He thought they were close. Who is he?
Wait, I'm sorry. You like deep out.
Okay.
That was weird.
This former One Directioner admits he was furious when Zayn Malik left the band, saying he should have talked to him. He thought they were close. Who is he?
Could that be Lewis? Tomlinson, maybe? I'm going to say Lewis Tomlinson.
Go ahead. Question number two. Gene Simmons lost consciousness behind the wheel and crashed into a parked car in Malibu on Tuesday. He called it a slight fender bender and said he's completely fine. Which band is he in?
I think it's Kiss.
A list of the worst horror sequels of all time include Exorcist 2, The Heretic, Halloween, The Curse of Michael Myers, and Friday the 13th, Part 8. Who's the villain in Friday the 13th?
Friday the 13th. That's Jason.
Question number four. Get Your Freak On by this artist tops the list of the best songs of the 21st century so far. Who sings it?
Get Your Freak On. Missy Elliott.
Question number five. There's a new Tron movie coming to theaters this weekend, and it currently has a 53% on Rotten Tomatoes from movie critics. Name the movie.
It's Tron. I've seen that ad for it. Tron. I know it's Tron Akron or something like that. Oh,
all right. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I went down a whole rabbit hole of that movie, Dan.
Why is that?
Hold on, I'll tell you. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Kat from Boston got 4 out of 5.
Woo!
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. She went from not knowing your name to being a trivia ace.
Oh, I bet.
And these are tough. There's $1,000 on the line. This former One Directioner admits he was furious when Zayn Malik left the band, saying he should have talked to him. He thought they were close. Who is he?
All of them? I don't know, Harry Styles?
Louis Tomlinson. He's out right now going on tour, so he's doing a lot of press, Kennedy. 1-0 for Kat. Question number two. Gene Simmons lost consciousness behind the wheel and crashed into a parked car in Malibu on Tuesday. He called it a slight fender bender and said he's completely fine. What band is he in?
Kiss.
Can you imagine if that was your car? And then you come out and there's Gene Simmons... It's like, hey, can I get your information
like,
for insurance?
I'm about to be rich.
2-1. Question number three. A list of the worst horror sequels of all time include Exorcist 2, The Heretic, Halloween, The Curse of Mike Myers, and Friday the 13th, Part 8. Who's the villain in the Friday the 13th?
Friday the 13th is Michael Myers.
No, that's the curse. I just said it. The Curse of Michael Myers is Halloween. Friday the 13th.
Oh, Jason Voorhees. I don't know if you should give me that, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Okay. I cannot give it to her. Question. We will change points quickly, Kennedy.
Sure enough.
You know why?
Yeah.
Because Sal's here.
He literally just looked at me in the hallway. He's like, you've only lost once, like, recently, right? And I'm like, yeah.
He just said that?
Mm-hmm.
Question number four. Get Your Freak On by this artist tops the list of the best songs of the 21st century so far. Who is she?
Missy Elliott.
That is it. 3-2. Question number five. There's a new Tron movie coming to theaters this weekend. It currently only has a 53% on Rotten Tomatoes for movie critics. What is the movie called?
Tron Part 3? I don't know.
Tronning.
Tron Ares is the name of the movie.
God, Kat, how did you know all that?
She almost had Ares, too. She had, like, accurate. She was very close to
Wow, Kat.
Yes, very good.
Oh, my God.
4-2 is the final score.
Uh-oh.
Kennedy gets, or Kat gets the win and wins
$1,000. Woohoo!
She yelled so loud it cut out our phone. How about that?
You just won $1,000.
Oh, she was screaming.
Wow,
I can't believe that. Yeah, that's awesome.
I can't believe this. Can you hear me? Oh, my goodness.
I know you're in a parking garage.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Kennedy, you know, you are the one. Oh, my goodness.
Nope, today you're the one, Kat.
Well, I hope I make you laugh again. Yeah.
Hashtag suck it, Sal. Say it out loud, Kat.
Oh, God.
That's just...
No, you say that.
Yeah, Kat's in a parking garage right now. She had to drop off her Nana at a doctor's appointment. She's sitting in a parking garage.
She's a good person. Hour. Deserving of good things.
Yeah. Look at that.
And when Nana comes back out, she's going to have a great surprise. Lunch is on you.
I can buy her that garage door opener, finally. She can definitely use that. So.
Okay. I guess Nana needs a garage door opener, Dan.
Not anymore.
So
yes, she does. Mm.
Well, Kat, congratulations on winning the $1,000. Kennedy, what do you want to say to Kat?
My name is Kat, and I'm from Quincy, and I can't be Kat.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.